Secretary of State Colin Powell was in Brazil yesterday. He met with the president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Powell's visit comes in the wake of several months of diplomatic friction between the U.S. and Latin America's largest country. NPR's Martin Costi reports from the capital, Brasilia.
Since the election of President Lula in 2002, the Brazilian government has been very willing to cross Washington. Brazil opposed the U.S. invasion of Iraq, and it successfully challenged American trade barriers at the World Trade Organization. Relations reached a low point earlier this year when Brazil started photographing and fingerprinting American tourists in retaliation for similar security procedures at American airports. But Powell received a warmer welcome on his first trip to Brazil as Secretary of State. In São Paulo, he was serenaded by kids from the favela shanty towns. And to an audience of business people, he praised Brazil's recent efforts to exercise more clout in the world.
Brazil's size, its population, its economic power, but above all, its vibrant democracy, make it a natural leader. And the United States welcomes its growing leadership in the Americas and on the world stage.
Powell singled out Brazil's recent deployment of troops to Haiti as UN peacekeepers. But there are still major unresolved issues between the two countries, not least of which is Brazil's nuclear program. A plant near Rio de Janeiro will soon start making enriched uranium, in theory a substance that could go into nuclear bombs. The International Atomic Energy Agency has requested permission to inspect the facility up close, something the Brazilians have resisted. They take offense at what they perceive as unjustified suspicions. Powell sought to reassure them on this point.
The United States has absolutely no concerns about Brazil doing anything with its nuclear program except developing power. And I'm confident that Brazil will be able to work out any problems that might exist with the IAEA.
Still, Powell brought the matter up in his meeting with President Lula. If Washington can convince Brazil to allow more intrusive inspections, it might strengthen the IAEA's hand as it seeks to inspect nuclear facilities elsewhere, such as in Iran. Despite the cordial tone during Powell's visit, Brazilian politicians still harbor a deep reservoir of resentment and suspicion for Washington following the invasion of Iraq and the subsequent death of the chief of the UN mission there, Brazilian diplomat Sergio Vieira de Mello, in a terrorist attack. Eduardo Suplicy, the chairman of the Brazilian Senate's Foreign Relations Committee, says American foreign policy in Iraq inspires him to channel Bob Dylan.
How many deaths will it take for us to see that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. Just before the war, I sung Blowing in the Wind in the Senate here. How many times must the cannonballs fly?
Suplicy is President Lula's party's senior senator, and he's considered quite influential on matters of foreign policy. He says Brazilians are interested in trying to help the U.S. stabilize Iraq.
That's NPR's Martin Costi in Brasilia.